This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're continuing having conversations all morning long regarding the tragedy in Colorado Springs this weekend. It's becoming all too common to our community, but we are strong and we are resilient, but we're not stupid. And we see a direct line between hateful rhetoric in our country, sometimes coming from very high profile politicians, our former president being one of them, and how that sort of manifests into these horrific events. And here to help us sort of have that conversation on hateful rhetoric and how it connects to real world violence is the senior vice president of programs, research and training at the Human Rights Campaign, Jay Brown. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I would say how are you, but I feel like that just feels like an empty question. So let's get right into it. Tragedy at Club Q this weekend, and people are reeling right now, and our community is angry, we're hurt, we're scared, but there is a direct connection between rhetoric and these sorts of violent acts. Why don't you talk us through that a bit?
Yeah, well thank you so much, and I appreciate your coverage. I agree. I wish we were not having this conversation. And, you know, I think it's really important for listeners to understand the context of where we find ourselves. Last year alone, there were 348 anti-LGBTQ bills across the country. And 146 of those specifically targeted trans people, especially children. We saw an extreme rise in anti-LGBTQ slurs. We know that one in five hate crimes right now are against LGBTQ people. And it's in this context we find ourselves that this tragic, horrific shooting in Colorado happened just 2 nights ago. And we still have a lot to learn about the motive, but everything that we are seeing and everything that we know about the rhetoric that's out there today leads us all to believe, the worst about this, and we'll find out more. But we know that the rhetoric gets out there, and that it leads to real world harm, and it's extremely dangerous.
I something I really struggle with when things like this happen is people want to say we don't have a homophobia, transphobia problem; we have a mental health problem. They want to.
We don't have a gun problem. We have a mental health problem.
And so I wonder, how do we get people, especially Republican politicians, which is something I think a lot about, how do we get people to appreciate and really understand that there is no diverting the reality here? The reality is that hateful rhetoric leads to violence. How do we get people who don't want to see that to see that?
It's a good question, and I wish I had an answer, because I think there's so much division and polarization that's happening right now that it seems like some don't even want to listen. I was extremely offended and frustrated by the empty thoughts and prayers from people like Lauren Boebert and Ted Cruz on Twitter yesterday, and I find it just sort of to be sort of the height of hypocrisy to say that they're worried about mental health when they also don't put any resources into mental health. Mm. I mean, I think the reality is they are stoking fear and anger. And for folks all across this country, they deserve better from their elected officials, and they deserve folks helping them with any challenges they have, not feeding misinformation, disinformation, and weaponizing our lives. And I think that's the reality of they're just preposterous. They don't do any actual work to help advance mental health solutions for the country.
Yeah, they make it so much worse for especially those in our community. And yeah. I'm kind of curious to know, as you are very much behind the scenes at HRC, like doing this work day in and day out, you know, with some really fantastic colleagues across the country and around the globe. And I'm kind of curious to know what those conversations are like. Is there a strategy shift? Are there conversations about, okay, what's working and what's not? And because it feels like I get angry. I get Michelle Obama wants us to go high. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get angry. And there are so many Republicans across this country who just do not care about our lives at all. So are we trying to change them? Are we trying to change the next generation? Like, who are we actually trying to win over?
Well, that's a great question. And I mean, one thing that is perhaps hopeful is, you know, I think actually I'm going to touch on two things. First, so I'm a trans man, a trans advocate. I've been doing advocacy around trans issues for a long time. And the level of vitriol against trans people right now is at an all-time high. I've never seen anything like it. I've been doing this work for more than 20 years. And they funneled millions and millions of dollars this last campaign cycle into anti-trans ads for politicians like Carrie Lake, for politicians in Michigan. The majority of those candidates lost.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that at the polls, this doesn't actually work. So even if, you know, you don't care about the basic moral decency of what you're doing in attacking trans people in election cycles or LGBTQ folks, it doesn't work. And we saw that same thing happen in 2016 when Governor McCrory pushed a hateful law called HB2 and he lost his reelection. And, you know, we did have a year or two of less rhetoric and less anti-LGBTQ lawmaking in the wake of that. Hopefully, you know, I think we need to keep reminding these legislators that these things don't work. The other ray of hope, and this is an even brighter ray of hope, I would say, is the future of our country. We are, despite all of the challenges our community faces, we are more openly LGBTQ than ever before. You know, about 20 million people in the U.S. are identifying as LGBTQ, and 20% of Gen Z is identifying as LGBTQ. So, you know, this is not something that is going to be tolerated. It's not just the 20% who identify as LGBTQ, but the vast majority support LGBTQ rights. So
yeah.
This just is not going to be a long-term solution for any politician.
Jay, I just want to say thank you. We have so many guests calling today for so many important conversations. I do want to specifically thank you, though, for taking time for all the work you're doing at HRC. And also, as a trans man, it's important to also remind our listeners that on the Trans Day of Remembrance, a trans man was shot and killed in that nightclub. And he was a bartender. His name is Daniel Aston. He was loved by his family and friends. So I know, I'm sure this brings up a lot of emotions for you, as it does for all of us, but in a different, more intimate way. And I just really appreciate you still taking the time to show up and to be here for us. Send our love and our thanks to everybody doing the hard work at HRC. We do appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, AJ and Ryan, for having me on. And thank you for doing the work you're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.